going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. Today's show is brought to you by GiftedAndLit.com. Attention parents and teachers, are you tired of your children listening to music that glamorizes drug use and negative stereotypes? If so, check out GiftedAndLit.com. That's an award-winning educational program that uses hip-hop to teach children mathematics, science, language, arts, and much more. Go to GiftedAndLit.com right now to order the program today. Remember, that's GiftedAndLit.com. And over here, we have our lovely, lovely co-host over here. We have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
Hey, Tariq. Hey, Layla.
I know.
Hey. And over here, we have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla? That's what. Now, why, both of them came in here dressed in damn fatigues.
Not on purpose.
Like some little Negro Charlie's Angels. They came in here ready.
I know,
ready.
She got the bamboo earrings.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
With the Scully. 90s. This 90s. Was a mistake.
It really was. Man. It's raining, though.
Yes, it's raining.
I'm not blaming the rain on my camouflage. I don't know why she keeps
I'm blaming
saying.
The rain because this is the warmest sweatshirt I had. I was like, you know what? I'm just wearing this.
Man, but we're here, ready to chop up game, folks. We might take a few calls Yay. Later on. We might do that. What y'all been doing this week? It's been raining. What have y'all been doing out here in this rain this week?
Literally, no, it's so weird when it rains in LA because people act like it's snowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody does snow. Anything.
Yeah. People be taking their kids out of school and shit.
Wait, I would be being a strike, though.
Okay, are your kids going to school, Tariq, right now?
No, the strike. The strike is affecting them. Except Mateo. He's in a private school.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. So we got to.
Excuse us, Mateo. Mateo.
Because, you know, you can still send your kid to school. They just have.
I know you can.
But my son has not went to school. I don't trust that them folks.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Them substitutes, whoever they got. Yeah.
Nope. He's out.
So everybody in L.A. dealing with their badass kids at the house right now. And the rain. So you can't even take them nowhere.
Right.
Oh, he's driving me nuts yesterday. I was like, oh, Lord. I couldn't wait to get to work.
You do got that woe out mama look.
Like, yes.
Like, you got that energy and everything. She walked in all slow and steady.
I know.
In the house all day with his ass yesterday in the rain. I was like, Lord, girl, couldn't wait to come to work today. Like, get me out of here.
Man. So let's see. Hold on. We got gifts. Bree brought in gifts.
Fine,
we got
right.
Let's look at Bree's gifts.
Yeah, let's go. You go first.
Want me to go first?
No, you go first.
Let me go first. Let me see what Bree got. I don't know yet.
Merry Christmas.
But thank you very much. Oh, what does this feel like? Hold on. We feel it.
No damn grab bag.
What is this? A vat of shea butter? What is this? Hold on. Let me see what Bree got.
That would be funny, though. I know.
Bree got me.
Wow. Oh,
what is it? Some green tea. Can y'all see this? What is this?
That's a candle.
Oh, it's Those a candle.
It's a calming candle.
Oh, cool.
So what you do is sit it in the middle of your house and light it, and your kids will sit their ass down somewhere.
And burn the house down with this motherfucker, because they'll throw it all over the place. But this is nice. I like this. I'm going to take a bubble bath with this motherfucker.
Tariq's big, tall ass.
I know. Feet dangling out the tub.
I'm so mad.
I can't stand you and your bubble bath.
So, Layla, what'd you get? Let's see what Layla got.
Wow, Bree rich.
Uh-huh. No, I'm not.
Oh,
rich.
Shit.
Everybody Bree rich.
Bring it back. Ooh,
God,
I can't get it out.
Is it going to
come out?
Oh. How'd you get this
in? I know. She had a professional stuff that motherfucker in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, Tuscan. Oh, my God. Body scrubs. Thank you,
oh,
babe.
Damn.
Body butters.
Oh, ooh, thank you.
She a greasy hoe.
I am.
I know Layla being here shining.
Thank you, Sam. I love this.
You're
perfect.
And here's some other gifts. Somebody sent these to us. I forgot. Let me tell you the name of the company. They sent us some beads. Hold on. Some stone beads. It's a company.
Oh, I've been getting so many compliments on this, too.
The necklace,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I love it.
He DM'd me, too. He was like, Tariq was clowning my necklace that I sent you. I said he loved it. He was like,
man.
Nice.
What's the name of the company? They don't even have the name of the company. Is Style and Hair. Style and Flair stone bracelets. They're in Georgia.
Dope.
They're in Atlanta. Let me give y'all yours here.
Oh, wow. Thank you. So
Style
cute.
And Flair bracelets.
Let me see. I want to put it on.
Stone bracelets. There you go.
Yes, put yours on, Tariq.
I'm putting mine on. I'm rocking mine. I know.
These are dope,
those
though.
Are not, there you go.
I love bracelets like these.
I love these. And they're good quality.
Yes,
they are. Heavy.
And you guys can hit them up on Instagram at Style and Flair Jewels. On Instagram, ladies and gentlemen, and they deliver same day. They're down in Atlanta, so y'all hit my brothers and sisters up down there.
Like crowns and lions, super dope. Hit them up.
Yes, indeed.
I feel like an African queen with
this
on,
man. So what is going on? So Bree, what's happening out here in the news?
Well, everything is happening. You know, we kind of covered R. Kelly we talked about R. Kelly extensively last week.
Yeah. Yep.
And just like more and more stuff. When I left, I saw the interview of his brother saying what confirming what you said.
Right.
But then also, R. Kelly said that told a weird story about his mom. And then a girl came out. And she came out recently, and I'm mentioning her because Miss Gloria Allred
representing her.
Yeah, she's representing her. And the girl's name is Faith Rogers, and I think she was one of the ones that was still there.
Mm.
Like, while this was going on, I don't remember seeing her on the series. And so, I don't know who done got in her head. Because was anybody asking for money throughout this series? Was, like, anybody trying to sue him?
Well, they were getting money, you know, to be quiet. Yeah,
to be quiet.
They were getting money
but
like
no
that.
One was, like, officially with a lawyer pursuing
I don't think
type
so.
Of money.
Not like that.
Yeah,
not like
so
that.
Somebody got a hold of this young girl, and she decided to tell her story.
Yeah, and the charge is actually that he gave her an STD, right? That's what she's saying.
He gave her an STD, but he also threatening her
existence.
Yeah. So she's apparently got some texts and some type of paperwork that says...
Yeah, they're trying to use the revenge porn thing or some shit like that because he put a picture of her up on the net or had somebody put a picture of her, like, you know, scantily clad or whatever. So they're trying to throw anything they can to stick to the wall.
And Gloria mentioned, like, because you're going to be in the ranks of Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein. Like,
please.
She annoys the hell out of me.
Man, please. First, we got to get on them white ones first.
Damn. I love that what you're doing, Tariq.
Yes, exactly.
I was like, yes.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Love
first, them. We're going to have to talk about them. We're going to have to focus on them. We were talking about this earlier. Jerry Lee Lewis. You know, he married a 13-year-old back in the day.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And people think that Jerry Lee Lewis is dead. His ass is alive and well right now.
Everybody
thought he was dead.
I definitely thought
that motherfucker is alive right
now. How old would he be at this point?
He's like in his 90s. He's still touring. He got tour dates coming up. And they act like, the dominant society act like he's dead so they can't talk about it. That motherfucker is still out here making money, still touring. So
he need to go to jail, too.
He need to be shamed just like everybody else.
Wow.
Even that Ashley Judd... they dismissed her charges.
They did, absolutely.
Like it's.
What about that video you posted on your Instagram with the what is that band's name?
Was that Jerry Lee Lewis?
No, it was a band where the guy was talking about she's 16 years old. It was like
a hit.
It
was
like
a song. Yeah. I forgot that song. The song came out in the 80s. And a dude singing about getting with a 16-year-old girl.
And it was a whole video.
It was a whole video. The shit is creepy as hell.
He's
like,
creepy.
You know, looking in her window and shit.
But I don't know. I don't remember if I mentioned this last week, but do you remember your 16-year-old fast friends like messing with older dudes?
Like
it was.
I have somebody very close to me that did that, and
I do too. It was such a thing. Like I was worried about my grades and like practice for the dance squad.
Right.
And she was getting picked up in like brand new cars from school. Yeah.
But I do remember when I was in middle school, it was this guy. He was like in his 30s.
In middle school.
Yeah. He was in his 30s and we would all walk to like 7-Eleven like after school. That was like the thing to do. And I remember he had like money or whatever. He'd come in his little Range Rover and he'd be trying to pick up. Yeah.
God damn,
I remember that. I would never forget that. I would never forget that. I was like, wow. And I didn't think nothing of it, but now that I think I look back,
that's creepy as fucking hell, niggas doing that type of shit.
Yeah. It happens. Not just R. Kelly now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Look around your school.
Adam up, okay?
Exactly. I'm going to try some calls. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Let's get some early calls in here. Let's see how the phone line works. But again, the number is 818-850.
Y'all ask us some interesting stuff.
Yes, 5404. Especially the ladies. I like when the ladies call. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
So old.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, what's your name, brother?
Yeah, this is Ricardo from the Bronx.
Ricardo from the Bronx. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
All right.
Go ahead, Ricardo.
Yeah, I was wanted to put a little bit of info out there, too, like, about the R. Kelly thing and the songs that you were talking about. There's a song called "Listen to the Lyric." It's straight pedophilia.
I can't listen to your phone, brother. Shit. Brother, listen, your phone is janky. Let me try somebody else, brother. I have to call back. God damn, that phone was a monster. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, man, it's Reek calling from Baltimore.
Hey, brother, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm good. But, yeah, I wanted to speak on the Kelly thing, too. How y'all doing, ladies? My fault.
What's up?
How you doing?
But I can remember being in high school, middle school, and you had a lot of that going on, older dudes messing with younger chicks. And there was a lot of younger chicks. It was like a badge of honor having a guy coming up there, picking them up in school.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
like
what Blaine
being a freshman
saying.
In high school and older dudes coming to pick them up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That was like a badge of honor for them.
Yeah. Yeah, real talk, man. But thank you for the call, brother. All right, let me get one more call. One more. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on?
Is it a bad phone?
God damn.
Hey, brother. Hello? Okay, this nigga's hungry. Hey, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, Isma family? I just had a quick game question.
Go ahead, real quick. Go ahead.
When you see a woman out and about and you want to step to her, how do you be bold without looking thirsty? Like, what's the fine line between the two or the difference?
Yes. How do you be bold without looking thirsty? Now, let me ask the ladies now. When dudes approach you, how can y'all tell a bold dude and a thirsty dude, and do you appreciate the boldness? That's for y'all asses. Yeah.
For me, I would say to not look so thirsty, just, you know, give her a compliment. Something light. Don't ask for the number. And just light conversation. And then if she like you, you'll know when is a good time to ask for the number. You know what I mean? Don't just be like, hey, girl, what you doing? All of a sudden, I personally don't like that.
Well, it's not really my approach is the issue. I know I'm not thirsty, but
I say compliment. Just a compliment. You have a nice smile. I love your hair. I don't know, something like that.
That shit's
kind of
corny.
I like corny shit.
How do you like them to approach you, Bree?
Just real. Like,
real is a compliment.
Let's have a real conversation. No, it's not.
Yes, it
real is.
Real is
not a compliment.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, Tariq.
You have a gorgeous smile. Like, you have people have told you that a million times a day.
And it's true.
Okay.
that sounds like the same thing.
What you got to do, I would say you got to have just confidence. Women respond to confidence. It doesn't matter what you say. Women look at the nonverbal swag of a dude, the way he's walking, the way he's standing, his body language, his posture, the authority in his voice, the smoothness in his voice.
I want to know what Bree, what do you want him to say, Bree, if he doesn't give you a compliment?
I don't have one thing I want somebody to say, but if you come tell me my smile is pretty, 10 people just before you just said that. So what's going to make
but
you different?
Exactly.
It's the confidence, though, like Teresa.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm
not
saying.
Not like, your smile is pretty. And all unconfident, unsure of yourself.
But I'm just saying, you have to approach with, just think outside the box. Like he said, come with smoothness and all of that stuff. Make sure, leave some mystery to yourself. Like, you know, don't lay everything on the table as soon as you see some. I don't know. It's just a certain type of guy. It's an alpha. I'm attracted to
you. It's just confidence, man. When you're confident, you can be bold without looking thirsty. Just anything you say. If you're confident, you say anything with confidence. Anything you say will be fly.
That's true.
You understand?
That's true.
So that's what
you
women
work. You can still give a compliment, though. Look, I'm fishing.
Yeah. You can. Let's touch on.
You know, I do that with men because I feel like men don't get enough compliments. And just like we want to be complimented.
We see you, Layla.
You know.
I see Layla go to work.
But I don't.
Oh, damn, you're working, niggas?
No, but I don't lie, though, when I compliment people. I have to find something. So even if I don't, may not like the way they look, I'll be like, ooh, your shoes are fly. Wow. Those are nice.
Did you hear say, you know? Wow?
Yeah. Like, and,
like
and
you never thought to, he would be seen as a fly shoe.
Something. Wow. Just anything. I have to find something truthful, though. I don't lie.
Oh, that's a nice belt you got.
Yes.
I like Ciroc, and my friend like Tangeray. Layla be out here campaigning for the drinks.
That's how we did that, bro. Bree, what you want, girl? Jameson, Nicole. I'll be right back.
Your eyes are so beautiful. Oh, man, they got some of that rosé over there at the bar. Layla be campaigning on niggas.
Hey, she be working, y'all. Watch out.
Man.
See y'all coming.
And so, Bree, what is happening out here in the streets? What else is happening?
You caught me off guard. Hold on.
Oh, let me do Layla. Layla. Let me get Layla.
Okay, no. So, you guys know it's finally written in stone who's performing at the Super Bowl this year in Atlanta. We got Maroon 5.
Okay.
We got Travis Scott. Mm. And this was a little bit of a shocker to me, but we got Big Boy from Outkast.
Yeah.
So what are y'all thoughts on that?
And from what I understand, he made or required that they gave some kind of donation to somebody,
that
right?
That was Travis Scott.
Oh, it was Travis who did that.
Scott
okay.
is the one who asked the league to give a donation to a social justice charity.
Right.
Social justice charity, and they gave $500,000 like he asked. Now, Big Boy, nothing's came out about what he demanded.
Yeah.
But which makes me think Big Boy might get on there and act a fool. What if he brings Colin Kaepernick out? I just feel like he has something up his sleeve.
I know he ain't gonna do that. But that would be tight though. That would be tight.
I just feel like Big Boy's doing
it. But Colin won't, he wouldn't give him that prop. Colin wouldn't give them that shine.
What if Outkast was getting back together at the Super Bowl?
You know, Big Boy might do something fly. Hopefully, he might do something.
How do you feel about him doing that, Tariq?
Well, look, we filmed Hidden Colors part of it at Stankonia at the studio.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know Big Boy. He's cool dude. So I think he might have a plan.
I think he might too. I'm like, Big Boy got a plan on their ass.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, he's performing. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. It's going down.
Let me ask y'all this. Speaking of Travis Scott and the Kardashians, because that reminded me of the Kardashians. What's going on with Rob Kardashian?
Oh,
I don't keep up with this shit, but it's all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Explain what happened with Rob Kardashian. Now he's with Alexis Sky. Alexis Sky was beefing with Blac Chyna. What the hell is going on, Bri?
So apparently they were somewhere at some shindig.
At a club. Yeah, they were at a club.
It was like a house or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who?
Alexis Sky and Blac Chyna.
Okay.
And so this is Alexis Sky's version of the story. Like, they told her Blac Chyna wanted to kick it with her. So she went over to her section and they were kicking it. They took some shots and some drinks and all of that. And she said, we both had a Red Bull. And then all of a sudden she got up like, hey, you got to get the fuck up out of my section, bitch. Like,
God damn.
Just like Blac Chyna just went ham on her. Like, yeah, you got to get the fuck up. You ain't about to be sitting in my shit.
Out damn, of nowhere.
Damn. And she like, who are you talking to? You know what I'm saying? And it like, it kind of escalated from that point. This is Alexis Scott's story. And people were like, that kind of don't make sense. Somebody just randomly.
It does, because you know why? Because I felt like Red Bull was a code for Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, because she was like, we had drinks. And then
and
after that.
We had two Red Bulls.
Yeah, and she
we
said we had two. Oh, that's code for drugs. And then y'all got coked out and started.
Yeah,
you don't know
what
people.
On each
yeah,
other. Yeah.
Damn, that makes
that's
sense.
That's true, because that's why I'm like, she had to have taken some type of drug.
Yes.
They probably popped the Molly.
She had to say Red Bull. Yeah, but
people always use Red Bull as a drug.
Remember, I was like, why are you emphasizing Red Bull?
Remember when Ginuwine was on that TV show? With it was Tank and Tyrese, and Ginuwine was blinking while he was singing. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that? And people were like, what the fuck? And then afterwards, he's like, yeah, I had a Red Bull 5-hour energy that day. They were like, nigga, please.
You had a Red Bull. Line.
I really think that's code for like some type of coke.
So yeah, is that the code? All my drug users out there. That's is that
all
y'all
my
code?
Drug users out there, like somebody gonna admit
I had a Red Bull.
Because I thought that too. I'm like, why does she keep saying Red Bull? Yeah.
Right. So the next day, she pops up on Rob's. I don't even know if it was the next day. If it was even 24
that
hours.
That night.
And she popped up on Rob's Insta story. Like a Buddhist with heart eyes, and she cooking and shit at his house. She woke up at his house.
God damn.
Yeah, it got kind of real. So I think the petty is real.
Yeah, Rob is in on the petty too.
I know.
Oh yeah, he can't wait to be petty with her.
Yeah, she's.
But they are
shit.
Still in a lawsuit with her, so I don't know how this is gonna look.
Wow.
As far as you know, their lawsuit. Even like, so did y'all hear about Tierra Marie got to pay 50 cent?
30, I was like, speaking of petty.
Hilarious.
Speaking of
and he
petty.
He will not stop trolling her.
I know, he's talking so much shit.
But that's what she get, because I still feel sorry for her. I think she got played.
Yeah.
But she played herself even harder.
Yep,
I agree. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not mad at 50. Did you hear what he was saying, though?
What did
he
say?
He was like, you better cough up the money or you're going to be shitting in a bucket like R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And then he said, then he's like, I'm going to have all your love and hip-hop checks forwarded straight to my house.
Hilarious.
Like, you ain't even going to touch your love and hip-hop checks. He
Damn.
Was, you know, he petty.
Wow.
But you know what? I ain't mad at 50. I'm not, you know?
Because, yeah, she just drug him in for no damn
reason. I feel
reason.
Like he really didn't deserve that because everybody was posting it, but I feel like she went after him specifically because she know 50 got that bread.
Exactly.
So now she got to pay him $30,000.
And now he got that bread.
Yeah, well, 50 got good damn lawyers, man. Yeah. 50, people try to sue him and then they end up owing money.
Right?
And shit. Who is your lawyer, 50? Shit. That nigga baby mama owed him some money. I'm like, God damn, what kind of lawyer you got, nigga? Man.
He is crazy.
Man, so Bree, what else we got out here in the news?
I don't know if y'all know anything about Rihanna and her father's relationship.
I just heard about that.
Yeah, I thought they were good. Like, I thought her and her family were good. I never really heard anything bad about their relationship, but apparently she's suing him for using the name Fenty to start his own business.
That nigga tried to pull a Matthew Knowles.
Yeah. Wow, but wait, he gave her the name Fenty.
Oh, he did.
That's his last name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, her name is Robin Fenty.
Her name is Fenty.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that shit.
Yeah.
Now, tomato, tomato, is she petty as fuck or what?
I gotta think about that because he's using his real name, but he knows. But that's his real name.
But that's his real name, but she trademarked Fenty. But little hoe, I gave you that name.
Yeah,
Well, I think maybe she might not be in a good relationship. You know how when you're not in a good place with somebody, you be petty, and
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
She just being petty because their relationship may not be.
I thought they were good.
You know.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So is he still in Barbados? Where is he? Where is he now?
I think he is still in Barbados, and he started an entertainment talent development company called Fenty Entertainment.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So when you think of Fenty, you think of Rihanna, right?
And yeah, that nigga's gonna milk that fucking Fenty. He is. He's milking it. Let's be clear. He's gonna milk that shit.
See, if Black China would became a Kardashian, she would have milked the hell out of that shit like she's supposed to.
Yeah. That's why them women, they stopped that shit. They were like, oh, hell no. No. Uh-uh. Man.
I don't think it's cool to sue your parents. I don't fuck with shit like that.
It depends on what they do. Because
I sue my damn daddy right now because he ain't did shit for me, so.
Because I remember Gary Coleman. He had some adoptive parents, and they spent all his little different strokes money, and Gary Coleman. Gary Coleman working
a little different.
Yeah, he's a little money, and Gary Coleman working at the mall and shit. Hell yeah, I'm suing.
These are adopted parents. Like, they don't count.
Fuck my money off, and I'm working security at the fucking mall. Gary Coleman was working security at the mall. And fighting motherfuckers too. What you talking about, shoplifter? Beating motherfuckers up and they had to take him to court. I'm like, man, this is some bullshit
that was
right here.
Sad that he was on TV for that long and had to do security. That's sad, man.
Is it sad? I mean, shit. Do you feel sad for the dude that was working at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's?
Oh, yeah. The dude who played on the Cosby Show. I think, and some people gave him some acting work after that.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah.
Why didn't he give Gary Coleman no acting work after that?
You see that white woman, I think she killed him.
Put him in Hidden Colors 5.
He's dead. Gary Coleman's dead, Layla. God damn, Layla. Yeah, this motherfucker don't even know Gary Coleman dead, y'all.
I cannot.
Shit, he's dead for real, y'all.
Let's interview him. Let's have him on Ism. Gary gone, Layla. Gary gone.
Say it ain't so.
Man.
How long ago did he die off of
it? It was a few years.
Damn, that's a sad ending.
Man.
I'm mad he did.
People are like, man, cut Layla Mike off.
Webster's alive.
Emmanuel Lewis is alive. He's alive. That's what I was trying to hook Bree up with down in Atlanta. Because I know some folks who know Emmanuel. I was trying my damnedest to get Emmanuel Lewis.
Can we make that happen?
Hooked up with Bree.
Is he coming to LA anytime soon?
He was going to take her to Little Caesar's Pizza on a date.
Shut up. See, I'll be getting it mixed up, y'all.
I know.
Gary Coleman and
I know, my God. So anyway, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Did you guys hear that Mr. Drake will be doing a residency deal in Vegas?
I heard that. That's good money. That's good money.
Kudos to Dre. Snap.
Yeah.
But I thought Vegas residencies were for people like on their way out.
I was thinking that.
I thought it was for on their way out.
That's money. That's big fucking money in Vegas. Okay. Didn't J-Lo do a residency?
Yeah, but J-Lo ain't making music like that no more.
Right.
I kind of thought that too. I was like, why?
But I feel like Drake about to change the residency situation.
Probably, but that's like money, man. You ain't got to go nowhere. Nope. You just got to walk downstairs.
$10 million
deal.
And it's at the Wynn.
You ain't got to travel. You stay at the hotel. You go downstairs, perform, go back up. That's a dream fucking
job. But that's a dream he always wanted, because he did an interview years back saying that he always made slow music because eventually he wanted to have a residency in Vegas. So that's probably like on his bucket list or something.
Yeah.
It was probably more personal. Like, I just want to do this. He loves Vegas. Maybe he likes the vibe.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, traveling is... We just did that one concert in Atlanta. Hardcore, that was a bitch. Right? All that traveling and flights and equipment.
Right?
That shit takes a toll on you, man. Shit. Yeah. So I ain't mad at Drake as far
easy
as
money,
that.
Because
your ass wasn't supposed to take no flight. That's
a tour bus, my nigga.
Yeah.
Bougie ass. First class.
But this is a 10-show minimum commitment, so... All you ladies with your panties, get ready.
Yeah. I've never seen Drake. Well, I seen Drake in concert when he first came out at a club. I mean, when he first, like, years ago.
Yeah, I think I saw Drake.
He's enhanced his show so
too.
Much. I want to see, like, what he's working with now. Like, so I think that's, I want to go see it now.
Yeah. So, Layla, what else is happening out here in these streets?
Oh, Lord. Soulja Boy tripping.
Oh, my God.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
Man. So, Soulja Boy went online. You know, he was all, you know, had a little beef with like Meek Mill trying to troll him and all that stuff, and then he goes on to saying that he was the one that inspired Kanye West to be as confident as he is today. Then he went on a rant saying, hey everybody, I need you to cash at me right now, and the person that sends me the biggest donation, I'm gonna send you a Soulja Boy watch.
Wow.
So I don't know if he needs money, but telling your fans to cash app you for somebody that always flaunts money on the internet. Like, I got it. But then cash at me, though. You know what I mean?
And Soulja Boy was ranting about how he made the biggest comeback and all this stuff.
I
haven't heard it, but here's some of it.
Tonight at 10 o'clock on WeTV. Tonight at 10 o'clock, man, my new TV show. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tune in and watch it, man. It's Young Draco, man. I just dropped my new mixtape for the whole mixtape in 24 hours.
I'm trying to fast forward to where he was talking about he made the biggest comeback.
Fuck out my way, nigga. Oh, yeah, nigga. All you rap niggas, stay the fuck out my way, nigga. I'm my mama, nigga. This my shit, nigga. I'm taking it right now, nigga. 2019 is my year. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all niggas got a problem with that shit, let me know right now, bitch ass nigga. We can catch a fade, nigga. Whatever the fuck y'all want to do, let me know. DM the location, DM the address.
This nigga's on Red Bull. That's the Red Bull talking right. That's the Red Bull talking right there.
And let's get this shit bracket, bitch ass nigga. Let's get it on and popping, nigga. Any nigga got a problem with my takeover, nigga? Any nigga don't like Soulja Boy? Any nigga won't smoke with me? Any nigga that got a problem with me, DM your address, nigga, and let's get it popping, my nigga. Cause 2019 my year, nigga, and I ain't got time. I don't got no time for no fuck rap. Faggot ass, puss ass, cap rapping ass.
He can't get the shit out. I mean, that's just.
Tap, slap,
oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that's the Red Bull talking. My God, man.
I feel bad for him, too,
man. That's kind of sad. I hate to see that.
A lot
of these young cats out here getting on that thing. Y'all saw Orlando Brown, you know, he was on Dr. Phil. Oh, my God. That was sad.
My man said his 2-year-old is still in the stomach.
Yes, he said, I got a 2-year-old. He said, what's the 2-year-old name? Well, we didn't name him yet because he's still in the stomach. I said, oh my God.
Oh, no. I really hate to see that.
He said his oldest kid was 16 to 18.
Oh, no.
Man.
I seen clips. Oh, man.
Yeah. That shit is really, really sad. Like,
it really is.
I hate to see black young brothers. Like,
not really. Yeah, man. Yeah, what are y'all young cats getting on that narcotic for, man? It's the rap. A lot of rappers glorify drug use. Back in the day, cats was glorifying drug sales.
Yeah.
Now it's like it's the hip fly thing.
To be fucked up.
To be
all
high.
Right. I wish they had better people around. And I know nobody can make you change because you have to want to change on your own. But I feel like if you have enough people around you to really maybe sit you down or something.
Yeah,
well, a bunch of yes people.
Ain't no OGs, you know, like that.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. You got a lot of young cats.
I mean,
they
have some OGs. They just don't mess with the young cats.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of the OGs are locked up. Right. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Well, anyway, Bree, what else is happening out here,
crazy,
dear?
Man.
I don't know if you guys heard. I'm sorry, catching a cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's being reported that Lady Gaga and Angelina Jolie are competing over a Cleopatra role.
Yeah. Wait,
and so there was a poll out that says, who would you like to see as Cleopatra? And neither one of them.
I know.
Cleopatra's black.
Hello?
Yeah, they've been trying to whiten up Cleopatra. They just
for
years.
Right.
Years. They're just hell bent on that. hell-bent on trying to erase Egyptian African history.
Angela Bassett, let's do her.
Yeah.
Girl.
That would be the bomb, right?
You took the words right out of my
Angela
mouth.
Bassett let's is get Cleopatra. Angela up in yes.
There. Yeah, and
let's
Angela
get to Raji as Cleopatra. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, yeah. Angela Bassett is so underrated.
Ooh, I love her.
I love her. I love her. Love her. She was robbed, and What's Love Got to Do with It? That's one of the biggest robberies of the entertainment industry, her not getting an award for that
She's
movie.
Amazing.
For sure. For so long, I thought she was Tina Turner.
I know.
And I thought he was Ike Turner.
Right.
For years. You could not tell me that wasn't the real
Ike,
deal.
Yeah. For 2 seconds.
No. Man.
But y'all better quit playing with us.
Yeah.
Quit playing with us.
I know.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
And that's why we got to keep the history told on our terms.
Exactly.
Right.
You dig? Layla, what else is happening out here?
Okay, speaking of movies, my favorite, if you ask me what's my favorite movie, everybody knows it's Come to America.
Yes.
They're making a sequel. I'm so excited about
it. I am not excited about
it. Why not? Why not, Brig?
Because it's like some things are just too grand.
I love that movie. It's not going to be as good as the first one.
Yeah, I got to see how they do it.
It's not. You know the storyline, though, right?
What's the storyline on the new one?
Okay, so at first, remember, he was going looking for a wife.
Right.
So this, the new storyline is he's going to the city to look for his son because remember when he was soiling his royal oats, he hid it and he got somebody pregnant and didn't know it.
Oh.
Before he got married. So he had a baby out there that he didn't know about. So now he's going to look for his son like 30 years later.
Wow.
Well, I kind of like that.
That's
premise.
Kind of a cool storyline, right?
But...
Wow, okay. And Arsenio going to be in
the movie? Arsenio Hall is going to be in it. It's going to be Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah. James Earl Jones, well, I thought he was dead, so I was happy. I swear to God, when I was reading it, I was like, damn, James Earl Jones is going to be in it, because they said, and I thought he's alive, right?
Yes, I think he is.
Yeah, they said, shut up. No, but when I was reading it, I was like, damn, James Earl Jones is going to be in it, but in my mind, I was like, okay, I thought he was dead, too. But I'm happy he's alive, and he's going to be in the new one.
Yes.
He's going to be in the new one. So they're trying to really get the old cast, like everybody, the original cast.
That's
sure.
good. And you know, they're doing the Bad Boys, the new Bad Boys with Will Smith.
That's my
second
favorite movie.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about.
So that's going to be, a lot of folks are excited about that with Will and Martin.
Yes.
So that's going to be fly.
Yeah. I love that movie too.
Yes, indeed. So Bree, what else is happening out here?
How do y'all feel about, did we talk about this last week? But how do y'all feel about Joelle's marrying Kimbella? Seconds before he goes to prison.
It's kind of sad because he's like, you know, you're doing that for, you know, conjugal visits, all that type of shit. You dig?
But they had a whole situation.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's such a slap in the face to me.
Yeah.
To her.
Yeah. But she don't even care, but I think she's just...
I don't think she can do anything about it at this point, because, like, who else is going to want to mess with Kimbella at this point?
Oh,
that's fucked up, man.
you think
she's spoiled goods now?
No, I'm not saying she's spoiled goods. I'm just saying, like, she's so attached to Joelle.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, who is going to come and be like, let me come up in there?
Okay, I see what you're
saying. Niggas will come up in there and get that.
Really?
What do you think about Cassie? And Cassie and her new suspected boo.
Yeah.
And Diddy liking the pictures and shit.
Yes.
And
this is some tea.
So, what is that about? Please. I don't know.
All I know
is.
Wasn't her dude like a trainer that Puffy hired?
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But so, is he here for the situation? Like, what's tea?
Yeah, man. I don't. They're
Tariq,
leaving.
Call
it.
Your buddy Diddy and find out.
From what I'm hearing, Diddy was kind of feeling a certain way. Like, damn, I hired this dude to be a trainer, and now, you know, he's laying up with my ex bae. You know, he felt a certain way.
But did they break up first? And the thing is, did he break up with Cassie? See, it's kind of hush hush. Like, nobody's, it's nothing out there in the
news. Well, they're not together no more. They haven't been together since before.
But we don't even know why,
since before the Kim passed.
Right.
Yeah.
They haven't been together. Apparently, but who knows? They always.
And they've been together for years.
Yeah, it's been like almost 10 years.
Yeah.
How you give some man the best years of your life?
And then
like,
you gone.
I did too.
Yeah. how old is Cassie, though? She's still young.
No, she's like 30.
Okay, yeah. She's still got it popping.
No, she's still got it popping.
Yeah, but now she got somebody as like an equal almost versus messing with an old ass man.
Yeah. But that money ain't equal, though. This motherfucker's a
person. How do you know?
He's a personal fucking trainer.
He probably come from money.
He looked like, I guarantee he got something.
Yeah, I don't think Cassie would downgrade to that extent.
I mean, he might not got Diddy money. Right. He not Diddy money, but he ain't broke.
I mean, but he's a personal. Are there really rich personal trainers?
Like, yes.
Rich person?
Oh, yeah.
Like, who?
It's some personal trainers.
Name them. Rich personal trainers?
Well, yeah, because they do all this. All the celebrity personal trainers got money because they train all these celebrities. And they just, you know, give them, throwing out these big ass, you know, prices. I'm telling, I don't know how
I mean, he's not Diddy rich. That's what I'm saying.
You know, like touching a million at least.
Maybe
you're a personal trainer.
He probably just touching a million.
A millionaires ain't touching that anybody. Ain't okay, let's lift your legs. Lift your legs.
It's some because they do they like they DVDs, do promos. Yeah. They do
sponsors. People like that who have brands where they put out DVDs and films like that.
How do you know he don't have a brand?
What's this? Yeah, what is it? Shit. Y'all ain't naming it. I keep asking y'all. Y'all be like, y'all giving hypotheticals.
Yeah, you know? I don't know about that, man. Is he, he's like.
Maybe she's tired of dealing with people with money. Like, yeah, that's a different group of people.
Do women get tired of that, though? Do you get tired of dealing with
after, if you
having
been
nice
that,
shit?
If you didn't been in that shit and been treated wrong by rich ass men, I think you would get tired of it.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, okay.
You couldn't even sell that bullshit that well.
Okay, I don't know, Bree.
You ain't about to be like, oh, Lord, I'm going to go over there to the projects to get treated better. No.
She clearly didn't go to the projects.
I know, but I'm saying, okay, you're about to downgrade from some nice
know.
Shit.
I don't know.
It
happens all the time. Like, that shit could be ripped from you in a minute.
Mm.
Like, people sit on this high-ass horse like this shit could never be taken from you. You could be just as poor as the next person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what'll happen.
So do you think Cassie was living off of Diddy for the most part? Like,
hell yeah.
Yeah, when was Cassie's last hit? What the hell was Cassie doing?
Well, how's she getting money now? Like, Diddy ain't got
no... She's still Cassie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she could get some
coins.
Well,
she has a modeling contract, I believe, you guys.
Mm. Well, let me...
Yeah, let me see what this is. I know. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? What's your name, brother?
My name is CB, calling from New York City.
Hey, what's up, CB? How are you? What's on your mind?
First question, do Layla and Bree have the same outfit on? Are they matching today, or what's going on?
Yes, they are.
Promoting something?
They just happen to be matching today, brother.
Yes.
Can they stand up and show us what
they're
doing?
All right, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. All right, this nigga's doing the fucking most. Hello? What's up? Who's calling?
Can y'all do some backflips in the outfit?
It's Chris from the...
Hello?
California.
Chris from California, man. How are you, brother?
Yeah. I'm good.
What's on your mind, man? Yeah, let's get it out. Go ahead.
Damn. Yeah, I want to know your opinion on something.
Go ahead.
So, like a restitution for black people, right? We can't get that before we start thinking about truth and reconciliation like they did in South America or South Africa. So, what do you think about the process of like getting grassroots movement towards truth and reconciliation so that we can eventually replace white supremacy with something more truthful and justice driven?
You got to have money, whatever you're going to do as far as any of that. People like throwing out these words and terms, truth and reconciliation, reparations, restitution. You got to have some damn money to even get that shit popping. And you got to have a code to aggregate money. That means you got to have businesses and you got to have a code to build those businesses and connect with other businesses and keep that money circulating among the businesses so that you can use your money as weapons. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. We like to throw out these damn terms and catchphrases, but we don't like to put no money behind it. Whatever we do, we got to put some money behind that. All right. Thank you for the call, brother. I don't want to go too deep. All right. Here we go. What's up? Who's calling? Hey. And I want some of the ladies to call up.
Yes.
Ladies, call up 818-850-5404 because these dudes out here.
Women up in here.
Hey, phones all fucked up. What's up? Who's calling, man? And this nigga just sitting on the phone. Let's try something else. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Frank Edwards.
Frank Edwards. This brother sound like one of them old school players. He say his whole name. This Frank Edwards Jr. Yeah. Frank Edwards Jr. Hey, brother. How are you? Frank Edwards Jr. here, brother. I'm looking for that little old money I owed you. Hey, what's up,
yeah,
Frank?
Yeah, that's me.
What's up, Frank? How are you, sir? Turn your radio down and your computer down, brother. Thank you, Frank. God damn.
Hey, dude.
Frank, turn the computer down. He don't know how to work a computer.
Let me turn my TV down.
Thank you, brother. God damn. Old school in the motherfuckers.
Totally.
Oh, hold on, what that thing is right here now. I'm on the Instagrams. I'm trying to see how I do this.
Hey, cut it out, Tariq.
Where did the my
cut it out, Tariq.
My grandkids just made this account for me. I don't know what button do I push to add peoples.
I knew this nigga was gonna clown me when I came on this motherfucker.
Okay, how long? Now I'm trying to send a selfie. How do I make it long so you can see everything down there? I can't. How do I turn it? The camera froze up. Now what's up, Frank? How you doing, brother?
Hey, everything's cool, man. Hey, dig this here. In regard to that situation with that little girl, man, you know, that was some fucked up shit. You know, like, I be telling these niggas, you know what I'm saying? When you out there in them streets, like when my wife be out in the street, my wife takes a lot of time. She be like, look, I'm not going to tell you this or tell you that, because she know I'm not taking no shit off these honkers in this motherfucking street.
Yes.
Close to my family, my kids, my people, period. I sent you some pictures of my artwork, man.
What kind of art do you do? That's Boy, that came out of nowhere. What kind of artwork you do, brother?
Man, I do it all. Self-portraits, all that.
Okay. You do self-portraits. Where can we see your work, man?
I sent it to your email, player.
Okay. Brother, what city you in, man?
I'm from Chicago.
Of course.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That explains a lot.
My God. How old are you, Brother Frank? My God. How old are you, brother?
I'm 55.
All right. My man.
I'm 55.
Brother.
Hey, man, when I wrote you some months ago, and I was telling you that I just done about 33 years, me and Larry Hoover.
Okay. Okay. How's King Hoover doing?
Now he's doing fine, man. He's doing fine. We got him out of ag sig, and we got him in general population now.
There you go, brother.
I can't hear you.
All right, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother. Brother Frank.
Hey, we got a bad connection, man.
Now we good, brother. So how long have you been out?
I've been out for a couple of years. I got a program that I'm starting.
Okay. What kind of program is it, brother?
How long have you been out?
What kind of program you got, brother? Brother Frank.
Turn the TV down, Frank.
Frank, we can't hear you, brother. What kind of program you got?
Oh, man.
Brother Frank. Yeah, I'm here.
Lord.
It's a mentoring program.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, but how long have you been doing the mentoring program? Brother Frank, I can't hear you, bro.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, God, Brother Frank.
Basically. Basically, get into tapping to.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead. What happened?
Hold on. The TV is doing them circles and shit.
Okay.
You mean buffing?
Oh, buffering? My God. Yeah, buffering. It's buffering, brother. It's buffering.
That's the dad.
Oh, my goodness, brother.
Still got fishing issues.
Yeah, buffering.
Okay.
I'm pretty dead.
Lord, Brother Frank.
Oh,
brother.
Shit, now I'm saying it's offline.
Okay. Brother Frank, get your grandkids to help you fix the damn TV. Brother Frank, get the...
What I'm saying, man, basically what I try to do with these kids, I try to get them to tap into their potential.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I knew this motherfucker was going to clown me when I called
him. I'm not even
in.
Saying nothing, Frank. I'm letting you do your thing, brother. Oh, God. Okay. All right, Frank. Thank you so much, Frank. Thanks for the call, brother.
Superfly.
Oh, God.
Superfly. When it comes to women, they come to him. But it's still not enough.
God damn, Frank.
It's a big score. He needs to come to the show with his yelling ass. Yeah.
This Frank.
Take one. Chance. Now.
Frank sounded old school. He's a motherfucker.
He's an old school player.
Somebody ice
it. Chicago.
Man.
What kind of money are we talking about?
Oh, man. Shout out to Brother Frank.
The TV Frank, doing circles.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
No.
Yeah, this TV thing doing circles. What is this thing here?
It's the TV doing circles.
It says
circles.
Offline. What is this thing? Frank, old school player. Shout out to Brother Frank, man.
Man.
Shout out to Frank.
Up. I am that's so one, hot.
See, family, that's one of them old school players right there. Just don't fuck around at all.
At all.
That's the big one that they need.
Hey, this jive ass turkey TV, man. What the hell is wrong with it, brother? Anyway, man, I do gift baskets, brother. Yeah, brother, I just did 33 years in the pen, and I got out, brother. It was 5 years for murder, triple homicide. But right now, man, I'm doing Care Bear building for babies. Yeah, man, I had to strangle a bitch in 1983. I did 15 years, but right now, man, I'm doing pet grooming. I'm getting my life together, brother. I do perms for poodles, brother. I make your poodle look real pretty. Come fucking with me, my man. Anyway, brother, we need to talk some business, brother.
I'm fucking hot.
Oh, it's hot as fuck in here now. Now it's hot as hell in here.
Take it off.
Ah, damn.
That was Mandela shirt.
My nigga said he do artwork and self-portraits.
Oh, my God.
My nigga. Okay.
I cannot.
Oh, God. Anyway. Oh, look. Layla taking it off. She got the Malema shirt. Show people the Malema shirt. She, one of her Salt and Pepper bamboo earrings came out. Oh, look at Layla Malema shirt. Yes. Bree, what else is happening out here, dear? What's
Lord
happening out
mercy.
Here?
Lord have mercy. Do y'all remember the superhero in the pink boots?
Oh, God, that nigga's
doing
fucking hilarious.
Oh. Did you see him, Layla?
I posted him on my story. Oh, my God.
Lee Daniels found him.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, what's Lee about to do with him?
I don't know, but they...
With him, to him, for him. What's Lee about to do?
I don't know, but they coined him the Super Sissy, so...
What?
Yeah, that's a thing, y'all.
I knew it was a matter of time for him, though. When I kept seeing him, I said, somebody gonna find him.
You know what?
That shit's hella kind of funny.
It was. It is kind of funny.
It's funny. It is funny. It's very funny.
But... Why they want to push these kids, push this agenda on these kids like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. I feel you.
But that nigga doing all that in them goddamn heels.
Okay.
God damn,
he's very
nigga.
Talented. He gonna say I do my own stunts. I bet you do.
Did you see the bathroom one that I posted? Yes. Did you see? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that shit is hilarious.
Dying.
Yeah, so we'll see what comes out of Lee Daniels' camp.
But, yeah, you know, they're getting a lot of people from the internet and, you know, giving them a lot of, you know, legitimate joints.
Yeah, but the crazy part about it is, the unfortunate thing is that's just what it is right now. A lot
that's
of,
it,
we don't
yeah.
want to accept that.
Yeah.
And, like, I know, like, I believe, like, Mike Epps talked on it and stuff, like the old school people, they're having a hard time, and I get it, because I, you know, I totally get it, but you just gotta go with the wave, man.
Yeah, you know the dude who does Blame It on Quay.
Yeah,
he's in the new Tyler Perry play.
Yeah, he is. I see him all the time.
Lala Milan
really?
Is in a new.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Lala's on the BET thing, right?
Yeah. I love her. She's my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah, she's funny.
She is my favorite. I love that girl. She's hilarious.
Yeah, so yeah, that's the new wave. Ain't no more going in auditioning.
No,
even if you go in auditioning, you're the best. They still want you to have. Where's your Instagram
that's
followers?
That's like your resume.
It's the first thing.
How many followers do you have? What you got on your page? I'm like, good Lord.
And I like that to a certain degree, because now people can kind of dictate their own wave now.
Yeah,
you can
that's true.
Get
you
things
have to
popping
wait.
On your own. You ain't got to wait. You can get
for
it
sure.
and you can monetize it however you want to monetize
for
it.
For sure.
So
yeah,
that's
it's a thin line, though, I think.
You think so?
I think it's a thin line. I mean, and this is a lot of old school will say, oh, this is my craft. You know, I studied this and I did this and I read all these books and I went and traveled and I learned all of these things. And these people are just naturally funny and like just working on their shit at home every day.
Yeah.
So it's a thin line.
Yeah.
But kudos to both.
Shout out to them. Layla, what else is happening out here before we leave?
Before we leave, well, I want to tell you guys about Master P. He just did a huge deal with Lionsgate and he's doing a biopic about his life. What y'all think about that? It's going to be called, what is it going to be called? I think it, oh shit. I forgot what it's going to be called, but it says something like the Ice Cream Man or something. Let me see. Do a biopic of his life. Yeah. I forgot what it's called, you guys. I'm so sorry. But it says something like the Ice Cream Man, but he's doing a biopic. And he said it's going to be, you know, if you like N.W.A.'s movie, it's going to be smashing.
But I'm like, why would it be called the Ice Cream Man? What am I missing?
Well, that was the name
of King. I'm sorry. It's called King of the South Ice Cream Man. Boom, there you go.
Yeah, that was the name of one of his early albums.
There we go. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
And shout out to Master P. I like Master P.
Yeah, I like Master P.
I mean, we need to get Master P on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, Master P people, holler at me.
Yes.
So we can get you on the show to talk about what you got going on. Yeah, Matt, he drops some real good game.
He really does. I totally agree with him, yeah. Where's Scooter the Shooter at, though?
Oh, yeah, Scooter the Shooter.
Can he come to the show?
You know, I was thinking about
Please
that.
Please bring
Have,
him.
You guys interview Scooter the Shooter.
Let's do
it. Because
he
likes black girls.
Yes,
clearly.
Yeah.
Yes. He's still going with Darkwasia, though?
Yeah, Darkwasia, he's having problems with Darkwasia. She finessed him out of $25,000. So people love the Scooter the Shooter character.
Man, that's
he's an alt-right sympathizer who likes black chicks.
Oh my God. Let's do a skit with him.
Yeah, I know. We need to do a skit. What should we do? What should the skit be?
He's going after Bree.
Yeah.
No!
I got an idea.
Go after your ass, Bella.
Going after Bree in her
y'all,
titties.
Yeah. Flip her ass over my
her titties.
Man, yeah, we got to think of a scooter skit. But anyway, well, let's get out of here. Bree.
Who gave us this?
Somebody sent us this. These are the Show Me shirts. These are the shirts somebody sent us.
Show Me?
No, I'm just telling y'all, show the shirts. No, somebody gave us these shirts. Oh, yeah, I'll be forgetting to God's Chosen War. Y'all like that. Let's see the front of it.
Intelligent Urban Wear.
Show them that. Who I Am Intelligent Urban Wear.
God's Chosen Warrior. Thank you, guys.
A different kind of leader.
Yes. So I got to start showing these shirts off.
These are dope. Indeed. Thank you. And I love these. I really love these bracelets. They're
indeed. And y'all, don't forget to go to ismradio.com to get the Ism Angels book if you don't have it. ismradio.com. And also go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Bree, what you got going on this week besides coughing? Let me turn this air off because you over here coughing.
Yeah, I'm trying to get over this little cold I got.
Oh, really?
So that means, brothers, we need y'all to nurture Bree. We need some brothers here to make her some soup and nurture her.
Y'all always. So I was talking about, like, my Cash App wasn't popping that day. It was popping. I just didn't have notifications on.
Oh, damn.
What?
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
I didn't. I had no idea. I got out of here and was like, oh, okay. So shout out to everybody gave me a birthday gift. It's truly appreciated.
That's what's up.
And only like one person asked for a shout out. And
everybody's
he wanted something for his money.
Right.
Maurice Taylor.
How much did Maurice get?
He gave me $5.
This nigga is always nigga with the least amount of money. Hello.
He wanted to shout out. Somebody else told me, I see, I'm broke, so you give me $10. So,
hilarious.
And then somebody sent me $100 and $150.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
damn.
So, yeah. That's I don't want to put y'all on blast, but thank you very much.
The people that send the most money don't want no shout out.
Yeah, they be low key with it.
Yeah. That's what's up.
I appreciate y'all.
That's what's up. And Layla, what you got going on?
I'm going to play it by ear this weekend. It's raining, so, and the kids is on strikes. Not much I can really do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And shout out to Brother Frank, who called up.
Yes. Oh, my
shout
God.
Shout out to Frank. This Frank right
Living
here.
Room.
That's Frank right there. Oh, yeah.
You can find him at the market. We're talking about flea market. Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Hey. Come shop. With us, I said, please.
32 years in prison.
It's just like a mini mall.
Hey,
you know me. Come shop.
All right, y'all.
It was fun. I like
I like Frank. I love him, man. I got to have him call back.
Old school guys got confidence, though.
They do. They really do. Them brothers don't fuck around,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they do.
All right, bro, let's get up out of here, man. We out, man. We'll holler. What's your Instagram, Layla?
Oh, it's at Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEC.
And Bree, what is yours?
Bree.BRI.ARIER, Bree Aria.
Yep, and you find me at Tariq Elite on Instagram, and also follow my dude, Scooter the Shooter.
Scooter the Shooter.
Instagram, at Scooter the Shooter on Instagram, all right? And we're going to holler at you guys next week.